You're listening to Climate Change and Other Small Talk, a worldwide theatrical journey for your ears, minus the carbon footprint and lost luggage. Nine creative teams from around the world share entertaining audio dramas to explore our climate mess and what could get us out. You're here with yours truly, Sunny Drake, your tour guide and series creator. On our tour so far, we've encountered people on journeys of learning who have started to take action. But what about when our past actions have been so crappy that it's kind of hard to make up for them? How do we right our relationships with each other and the planet when the poop has really hit the fan? We'll follow one attempt by climbing aboard our carbon-neutral, solar-powered, worker-owned balloon and touching down in Viña del Mar on the coast of Chile for Cocodrilo Triste's episode written by Bruce Gibbons Fell. Bruce is a queer, award-winning playwright whose work I'd been hearing about for ages. His obsession with intertwining pop culture and politics in dark comedy has intriguing and inventive results. Get ready for Sympathy for Miss Waters by Bruce Gibbons Fell.
Sandy, it's Marina. It's been a minute. Could we talk, like, face to face? Hey, Sandy, it's Marina. I tried to log into my email account today, but it wasn't working. So I called Alondra at the front desk, and she said she'd look into it, but... Sandy... Please pick up. Hey, Sandy, it's Marina. I know you said there's nothing to explain, but a little context can't hurt, right? It's been a couple days since you told me it was over, but I mean, I'm a good, great, fantastic salesperson. You trained me to be your best, remember? Hey, I'm parked outside the house I tried to sell, but kind of couldn't, but kind of did, and... That day, when I had a job and was about to sell the house, everything was perfect, Sandy. And above the property, as I waited for the buyer, the seagulls were doing their beautiful... Sorry. Let me try replicating their sound so you can picture the setting. Sandy, remember when I'd spend hours imitating the sounds of nature and you'd spend hours laughing with me? I'm gonna tell you how it all went down. I didn't see the buyer arrive, and suddenly she's standing there across the gate, and I say, "Hello, Miss Waters, my name is Marina Marino." She said she knew that already. She had a really strange accent, and then I opened the gate. It made absolutely no noise. No screeches here for such a legendary waterside mansion gate. She asks if I oiled it. I say I did. She says she doesn't like oil. Not even in a salad? She laughs. And I think, Miss Waters and me, we're going to be friends. Don't you love this entrance? Lots of space to park your cars. She says she doesn't drive. Lots of space for your friends to park their cars. She said her friends don't have cars. She's not friends with anyone who has cars. She was nice about it. She smiled again. Oh, And whenever she did, her lips made a lovely little sound like. She was beautiful, but it's hard to remember her face now after what happened. I say, there's a lot of things you can do with this outdoor space, but let me tell you about that later. Wait till you see the pool. And then we went inside, and as I did, I remembered our pool business, Sandy. The best of times. They can come back, right? Hey, sorry for not sending you more messages explaining, but these past 3 days I've been feeling... I guess seeing the house made me a little sad, made me say things I had to delete, because I can change, and hey, Sandy, I'm also sorry, though I'm not sure you recognize me today. I crashed against you at the mall. I was buying a costume for the office party. Sandy, I didn't mean to sell the house at a lower price. She seemed to like the house. She smiled. Did I tell you her lips sounded like... I took Miss Waters straight to the rooftop terrace. Doesn't this barbecue area make you hungry just by looking at it? She says she doesn't eat meat. Technically. I laugh. You know laughs disarm people when you're trying to make a sale, but trust me, Sandy, she was lovely. Then I say, don't you love these plants? She said she doesn't love things that die by drying up. Now, speaking of life and death, this house is monumental. It will live forever. It's built on a rock. Sounds biblical, right? And then she said, it will all be underwater at some point. Speaking of water, doesn't the infinity pool just ask you to dive in? She says she likes open waters. I mentioned the beach across the street. The water is cold, but it can get warmer sometimes. Global warming, am I right? She smiled. Wide. Then she said, hotter water, things get heated. The ice is breaking. Like Titanic. The ice. The beautiful, tragic ice, Sandy. I showed her around the 7th/3rd floor bedrooms, and Miss Waters talked about, you know, climate stuff and about how properties by the coast will lose their value. Not this one, I say. The ocean is changing, becoming contaminated, and coming to get us soon. Miss Waters says the house is going to be like those moments in movies where people get trapped in reduced spaces and the water begins to fill them, and the people stuck inside only have very little air to breathe and have trouble getting out. And then I mentioned Titanic to change the topic, and I told her how romantic Titanic is, and the ice being romantic, more romantic than snow, but don't worry, I said, the weather here is fantastic. I enjoy every kind of weather, Miss Waters says. And I say, some days you can get some delicious light rain when jogging to town, a comfortable 20 minutes away. I don't jog, I dive, she said. So I say, there's an excellent place for diving, but nobody really talks about it. It's the other way, towards the Fisherman's Wharf. Some people dive from the rocks, some live, some don't, but I guess that's fun for many. She said she doesn't die. She said she only transforms. I guess she follows some kind of cool religion, so I tell her about my most transformative experience, when you and I met at the cinema not far from the house, where you and I saw Titanic, which is now a gym and only a 5-minute drive away, free parking for members. I go there myself. I don't drive. I dive, remember? I keep a smile on my face, and she keeps walking around the house, second floor, dining rooms, living rooms, rec rooms, places to be with others, places to be alone. And she starts talking about ice again, and I radically change the topic. I tell her about how you and I had a pool business and then started the real estate company, how we were friends and even lived in that house for a while. And as I told her all this, the waves began crashing louder like this. Miss Waters said the waves will start lapping at the door in the future. Then at one point they'd even enter the living room, and I interrupt, I say, let me tell you something about the unique sound the waves make as they enter the master bedroom. It's a soundtrack to sleep by, to love. Real life ASMR. And then she said, stop. Let's talk price. The price is right. Then she's like, in the near future, millions will live in locations where sea levels will rise and affect hundreds of cities. Over 1 billion people live on land a few meters above high tide lines, and 13% of the population will feel the impacts of the rising sea levels, the ice melting. It helps more than anything else. She winked and said, like the Titanic, that ship steered by the powerful, moving thanks to the ones below. I guess high-value real estate is at risk, if she's telling the truth. How much does the water rise when a ship crashes into an iceberg? She offered a 1/13 of the price, based on the 13% of the population that will be affected. I told her, we've never sold a house under asking. And she kept on. And suddenly, I'm thinking about the devaluation of private coastal property. What if she's right? So I think we do this. Sell her the house at a ridiculously lower price. We could take the hit and lead the company in another direction. Ethical real estate. Ethical. Think about it, Sandy. People won't just like us. They'll love us. Costa Marino Propiedades sells the house way below asking price, considering the devaluation due to the rising of the waters. We establish the discussion and get people to offer less money for them. And then we can repurchase them, legally, somehow. And then we just brush off the whole thing and sell them again at a high price. Or maybe we do keep it ethical and find a new way to sell coastal property. But is there such a thing as ethical real estate? You're gonna love my costume. Remember that time we were going to go as Jack and Rose from a Titanic, but you came as Ursula from The Little Mermaid and no one got my costume? It was hilarious. Say you'll come to the party. I wonder if you're listening to my audio messages at all. Hey, Sandy. It's Marina. Hope you're having fun at the party. I'm bummed no one told me they changed the location, that it's happening at your house, and that the concierge at your building said I wasn't on the list and couldn't go up. Makes me feel upset. You know, I'm not the kind of person who gets upset, but I'm fun at parties. I tell jokes and make funny noises like seagulls and waves crashing, and you laugh at me, don't you? And then you tell those jokes I had. You tell them at business meetings with clients, and they laugh with you. And I feel
proud of helping with the company, like I did when you figured out how to make the pool business bigger, or when you said your last name should be first on the real estate company because it sounded better. And I wasn't sure, but then I thought, wow, I'm in really great company with my best friend, Sandy Costa. My best friend, now boss. Of course, I was delighted to be an agent and not a partner because you always said I was better at the front lines. I was proud and did my best. And then I screwed up. I'm nervous lately. Not sure why. I haven't been able to sell. But I've also been lying to you, Sandy. I ran into Paloma outside your building. She told me you got the lawyers to get the sale annulled. I'm not sure why you want to do that, though. If you only knew who the buyer really is, Sandy. Miss Waters, she had something to say. And you'll have to imagine my costume. This house will be underwater sooner than you think. It's 2023. How soon is soon? The ocean will avenge those who have assaulted it. Is that true, though? I mean, we have rights to water. Seeing water as something humanity has rights over in this day and age is humanity's problem. It's hard to replicate the way she speaks. Water belongs to no one. The waters are rising. As in the sea levels? Rising up. Are you some kind of apocalyptic person from the internet? The waters are starting to buy humanity off with the gold the oceans collect from the shipwrecks. The waters have their ways. Maybe we should go see the kitchen. The faucets are a work of art. Do you always change the topic like this? You could try changing the topic. You want something from me. Just like humanity came to the water when it got thirsty and the water was good to you. When humans became humans, we lived in peace. When humans became the humans you are now, the water became thirsty. Thirst is not only in your throat, it's in every single particle, like vengeance. You must know something about thirst. I can see it in your eyes. You and I, Sandy, we both sat alone at Titanic. Teenagers looking for a thrill, for a distraction from everything that hurt. We didn't know each other. I mean, I knew you from school, but you didn't know I existed. I mean, why would you notice me? You were thirsty, and I noticed. I gave you some of my soda. You winked. I laughed. We went to the beach after. We became friends. The Chilean Pacific in summer, our favorite sight. You gave me a drag or two of my first cigarette. You told me to tell no one that you loved the movie. Was that your secret? The water has done everything to help you. It hydrates your existence. I hydrated you. I befriended you. I changed when you asked me to, but you didn't change. There was so much I needed to change to be your friend, remember? The oceans begin to change, but we don't change, and we abuse and steal, and then the climate changes, and the planet gets hot, because I knew Miss Waters was right. I mean, asymmetry, relationships, the... I'm not going to waste water over you anymore. What? I can't make a sale, two, three sales, and you cut me off without even giving me the chance of telling you what happened? Do tears take vengeance? I even talked about that night you painted me like one of your French girls, and then we got into your dad's car and drew broken hearts in the humid windows with our toes. I can still hear the Celine Dion song from Titanic in my head. Can you hear it? I'll give you a couple of seconds to remember the beginning. Miss Waters said you're a narcissist. So Sandy is a narcissist.
Real estate is narcissistic.
Water, on the other hand.
I saw Miss Waters turn into water.
It sounded like this. Dark, contaminated water. It was a beautiful sight.
Miss Waters has all the gold that fell into the depths of the ocean.
Miss Waters has all the gold that fell into the depths of the ocean because she is the ocean.
Miss Waters is buying coastal property, all the coastal property she can. She wants us out of here.
And so do I.
We failed the ocean, and you failed me, not the other way around.
So I took her lowball offer.
Hello there, Sandy. It's been a while. This is Marina. I am at the house. I am a servant to the waters now. I have joined Miss Waters' cause because the waters are now my best friend, and because I want you to hear the sound of vengeance. Listen. Listen. Learn. You should try it. This is me flooding the house. This is me taking away the value of what we have put a high price on. This is me. This ship. And the water's heart will go on.
That was the fifth episode of Climate Change and Other Small Talk, Sympathy for Miss Waters, written and directed by Bruce Gibbons Fell. Let's not let things get as dire as in this episode. Visit our Take Action page, where you can find climate campaigns that need your support. Add your voice today at climatechangeandothersmalltalk.com. That's climatechange, A-N-D, othersmalltalk.com. On the website, you can also subscribe to our newsletter, which dives into each episode. We'd love it if you tell your friends and family about the series, rate the podcast, blast it on all your socials. You can follow us on Facebook, Sunny Drake Productions, and Instagram, Sunny_Drake. Sunny is spelt like the day, S-U-N-N-Y. And if you haven't already started hosting your listening club with friends, a class, or your community, now is the perfect time. Check out our hosting and discussion guides on our website. Tune in for our next episode, where we'll follow new recruits at a US military drone center, which is aiming to go green.
Wars are being fought over the effects of the climate crisis. Rising sea levels, droughts, fires, dry land corridors, like the one in Central America that no longer produce food. This leads to mass migration, to our borders being overrun by desperate people who will do anything to enter our country. We are prepared, but without contributing to the root cause of the migration, all our jeeps are now electric. Just one more example of how we are on the cutting edge of sustainable war practices.
Yikes! Join us to hear more. Today's episode, Sympathy for Miss Waters, starred Camilla Lebert. Sound design, music, audio mixing, and recording engineer Benjamin McCarthy. Episode produced by Cocodrilo Triste with support from Sunny Drake Productions. Episode producer and production manager, Bruce Gibbons Fell. Special thanks to Carlos Briones. And the series, Climate Change and Other Small Talk, is created by me, Sunny Drake, produced by Sunny Drake Productions in association with Why Not Theatre, lead producers Fanny Martin and Najla Nubian Love, concept dramaturg Kevin Matthew Wong, impact producer and climate dramaturg Shaprice Henry, communications producer Daniela Guestman, central audio producers Heather Brown and Richard Farron. Special thanks to our series funding bodies, Canada Council for the Arts, Toronto Arts Council and Ontario Arts Council, and so many others who you can check out on the website. It truly does take a village to raise a podcast. We'll see you soon for the next episode, and even sooner on social media and over at our website and newsletter, climatechangeandothersmalltalk.com. Thanks for listening.